No. Once Chazal made this shir chigvis, then no matter what, even in this particular case, you cannot attribute it to a makolas mutter anyway.
So we have over here
on the Mishnah Nachlun Ches in the base. Hoga makolas erez a tola ba at kama tola Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer al kigvis shel pul yafa pishel hoga Rashi. Okay. The Gemara's old discussion over here. Let's take a look together. Hoga macholas. Hoga in lo hoga lo. I see some money Rashbagi, the Tanya. Hoga tola lo hoga in a tola. Divi Rashbag. Chamomim. Benkach u benkach tola. Omrash Bagh, the Dvari and Kate, the Dvari Haveri and Sof. The Dvari and Kate, Shein Lecha Isha Shetahor Lebaila. Shein Lecha Kol Mito Mita Shein Bo Kama Tipe Dama Kolas. This is when they had bed bugs floating around. Dvari Haveri and Sof. Shein Lecha Isha Shein Lecha Isha Shein Lecha Isha Shein Lecha Sad Nisad Shein Bo Kama Tipe Dam. Avon Nirin Dvari Rebbe Chanida Ben Antinus Mi Dvari Mi Dvareim. She Omer, Ad Kami Tola Ke Grishol Pool. Uledvarav anu, here's the two different girsos. Uledvarav anu modim, that's our girsa. Some say ukedvarav anu morim. Look on the side, girsas ha grub. Rabbanan the army told at kama and Rabbanan Chizak told at bepishpish vat keturmus. Rashi. At kama, the klama chiev shalit those kesem gadol b'macholas. Told the pishpish at keturmus, kesem rachav keturmus v'chol litlos lo b'vacholos, the pishpish shem the pishpish hargav kismo gadol. Okay, it's bigger than the kegris. Fine. Tells you how big it is, etc. Whole discussion. Okay. A little bit later, the Gemara says at kamo he tola v'chule. Or ravuna kegris, ain a tola pochas b'kegris tola. Chis tomer no kegris tola. Yes, in the kigris and the tola. So we pass in. She is kigris for old. You want to be technical. You know, it's obviously a minuscule difference. Name of the advad b'chal kamiflegi. Avonas hunas of the advad b'chal. Advad b'chal. A whole discussion over here. Hachaluchumah. Fine. This is a discussion of the sugi over here in the Sechta Nida on Afnun Ches Amid Beis. Okay, good. Get it straight. The she is kigris. Makolas. Fine. That is a Gemara not Nun Beis Amid Beis. Nun Beis Amid Beis is another Gemara. Gemara has as follows. Aroa Kesem Reza Mekulkelis Vichol Sheshesh Mishem Zov Vidivri Rabbi Meir Chacham Romim Ein Biksama Mishem Zov. Rashi Reza Mekulkelis Ein Yodas Pesach Nidusa Leida Masayas Chil Yudam Yom Shabay Nidil Nida Lo Yada Emas Chazoy. Chushesh mishum zov, im rabbi olah gimel yimei yaziva vish mishalav shecholuk zeh, umatza Allah kesem gadol shir gimel grisim, v'yod, v'savkinen lu dilma kol chada v'chada v'chad yom ha'achazya, v'af agad v'mokom mechad nimso, and therefore 3 days in a row makes him into a zov gadol. Man chachomim, rabbi chanini ben antignasi, tani rachini ben antignasi, omek, ksavim ein lehem mishum zov. Okay, that's what you and I would say, no? Kesem is a presumably a din de rabbanon. Upamish haksam avin lede ziva keta love shagimel chalukos abedukos la matzah aleim kesem osher rosa beizem vecholik echad heinei haksam avin lede ziva hashta shlosha chalukos la migufa kachaz yachashinan beizem vecholik echad niboya mal teima kol ki hay gav le mevia carbon the nechal a real carbon of ziva. Kamash Malan. What's Kamash Malan? Zok Rashi. Rashi ma'ad ha-temek kolki ha-gav da la-hoki nogat beizem ve-cholik ha-chol da-shmina. Ha-hash na-nam yi-chashosha bi-yal-mohim u-mevi-ya korban ve-eino nechal de-shem olav mi-gufo ha-voi ha-chesem shlishi u-melikas chul in ne-vela di-lo ha-shmina da-havi ha-mina da-hari v-glayim l-dobar de-vadai zovahi. What's Kamash Malan? So the simple pshat is Rashi owes a pashtun. Yehavamin is Meviya Korban v'nechal. What's the Kamash Malan? No. Meviya Korban v'eino nechal. That's the Pashup Shah. all the mefarshim ask, Rishon, everyone asks, it's chul nazara. If a kesef is the rabbanon, how can you bring a carbon? So you won't eat it, but still eat it. Maybe chul nazara. That we'll have to see on the next sheet that didn't come out yet. All the Rishonim on this daf ask this kash against Rashi, and there's a Ramban, a Rana, everyone talks about it, and they give slightly different nuances. We'll get to that. That's not the topic for today's shiur. We'll get to just give you a little coming attractions. Always good to see a broader background about the Sugas HaShas. Okay. So the Gemara goes on and says, Maishta Poros Migilu Grisin, the Bevoka Mechad Lo Chashinan, Nami Betray Yom Mechazise, Shloshi Grisin, Bevoka Mechad, Nami Nehmed, Tarti Upalga Megufa Chazise, Vidach Agav Zuh Mazdama Kolasi. Rabbonam, Kei Vendika Lifluge Begris Viod, Lechoyomo, Lotolina. Back and forth, yes, no. I'm not going to go through the whole problem of the sugya over here. It's a little too complicated. I want to show you one thing, which is the Rashash. Because Rashash is commenting on Tosus. Tosus says, Sholosh gris nami betray yom etate paga chazise vidat dama kolosu. Tema. Amaylo porach dilma kol gimel gris and betray yom chazise. The whole discussion came from here, came from there. How big it is. And again, I can't go into every little prat over here. But the real question, which is what the Rosh Hashanah is going to discuss in a minute, is what is the nature of the Shia Gris? Is Gris an absolute Shia, or is Gris a Tlir? And let's take a look at the Rosh Hashanah, because he spells it out nicely. If you don't mind, turn to the Rosh Hashanah, and base, and base. Here we go. Of course, Rav Asher, yes, the Kasha. To be Yosemik Agris, this is about the fifth line of the Rashash. Came in the Lekka Lemitli Kula B'makolas, the Dome and Mecha Kule Hai, Akach Rayisun Adama Yotza Migufa, Arminon Shekula Migufa. And he calls the Sidri Tara. Vihishru Chachomim Zerosim Biksamim. The law that Tame beporos mikigris, afilu hechi the leka lemitli bemacholas klal, could go and be isha she besora malakanima. Veniruli the kavana se gemara lekamanach nuntes, came with the bial matlino chanami, rotzaloma, afal gav the leka lemitli bemacholas achrita she relo talina betray macholas, talina, mitame damaram the hishu agzera shol the Tame beporos mikigris. Avhecha the leka lemitla b'makoles. That's his yisod. It's an absolute din. Absolute din. And that explains the sugi over here, but we're not going into the details. So the Rashash says, finished. No ands, no ifs, no buts. Okay. Finished. Done. Okay. Now, what do you say? Does everyone agree to this? Not so simple. Let's take a look at the Mordechai, please. This Mordechai we may have seen already quite a while ago. It's Simon Tov Shin Lamed Hey. Here's where the Mordechai has his chumrah about the first 3 days. First 3 days of Shiva Nikiyim have a different status. End of paragraph Nemenis. The Chach Tzorach Sheyu Shlosh Yom Rishon Shal Sfiras Nikiyim Legamrei, completely clean, Kitzarti Miloshim Sefer Truma. And he says, Vashir Gris, Purisha Maimini, Sefer Tes Saras Tavish Adoshes shall gimel. Adoshes, we'll have to get to that a little later. I make a mathematical calculation. I tell you, the penny is the estimate that we follow halacha l'maisa. We'll get to a little bit later how that penny is justified. Now, very nice. Take a look in the Hagah and the Mordechai, written by the Rama. The cost of a truma sadesh. Everyone see it? Ha, the cost of a truma of the Mordechai of the Tashbas, Vagos Maimon, the Gimel Yom Rishonim, shall sphere Zayin Nakim. Tzrichim tahorim legarmei V'matza kesem b'am afa pishi chola litlos osu b'mako b'chabura ena tola nirem. Taino davka b'kesem k'gris v'yot. Avo pochos mikan afilu toch gilmul yomim tolim b'makoles te'en lo chamita she'en dole kamati b'edam makoles adkan. This is quoted alochan shulchan aruch. It's in a kuf tzarivav. Okay, so we pass in this way. Now, of course, we all know the Shulchan Aruch, and it's found in the Ramah. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, please open up to Kuf Tzadi Vav. Kuf Tzadi Vav. Here we go. Sif Yud. Ramah. Yes, Omrim. To the Shlosh Yom Rishonim shall Yimei Sfira in Motzah Kesem Ein Tolan Ozal HaHokel Kamo She Tolan Shksaksamim B'Shlosh Yom Rishonim shall Nechil HaGamer. Say, Mordechai. Fine. Fine. For Dafka Kesem Shiyosim Mikigris V'yod. Aval Pachos Mikigris V'yod Tolan B'Kina Afil B'Shlosh Yom Rishonim. True Masadeshin. We just saw quoted in the Haggah, which is written by the Ramah himself. Okay. What else did the Ramah write? The Ramah wrote, not only Haggah and the Mordechai, not only Haggah and the Shulchan Aruch, with the Dark Emotion. Okay? Let's take a look at the Dark Emotion, see how he comes to this conclusion. If you have a tour base, Yosef, see the Dark Emotion. The beginning of Kuf Tzadi Vav. It's Sivkotan Aleph with an asterisk. He quotes the Mordechai. Benir Ali. No. A little further. He says, Kei Nir Ali says, Lotzada Lahokal Mishum. This is a pretty long Dark Moshe. Lo chilku shar aposkin me kesem shirobi made sviras al the shar kesem. Even the first 3 days, talina kesem b'chamokah sheish litlos. And chen kasavdi kuf tzim and kuf tzadi. In the Dark Moshe Aruch. Shem beis Yosef. Shkotzim shem arashba. The ein lechalik in kesem ben yemei taras al the sviras al the b'chamokah v'yikal limit the talina. The efshar. This is punchline. The Esher, the Sefer Truma v'Amorachai, which we just saw, Lo Echmir el Chumra bi'Almo. It's only Chumra bi'Almo. How do you know it's only Chumra bi'Almo? The cost of a Truma Sadesh and Simon Reish Mem Tes. That tab lo talina megam yam rishonim. Ho v'Esher li zara v'chule. What's this? See, here they quoted the Truma Sadesh only Bekitzer. The Haggad, the Mordechai quoted Bekitzer, that less than a Kegris where Mekel, why? He explains, Ein l'chamita she'en ala kamati bedam macholas, and therefore he says it's E.F. Shalizor. A woman can never become tahora otherwise, because all the beds are full of bedbugs. Says the Heliger Ramah, it's a real din. Nu, lo shayach l'chalik mishum de'ef Shalizor. I don't know what you're going to do, you have to find a different answer. Elavare should say for a truma hechmir mishum the efshali zar, abamokum to the efshali zar, ein lahachmir. For the chayin hitte bekesem bepogos migris shetalina bekina, al kain the relief. The standing applies by makas yiduah shemotzi adam. Adka. That's the dark emotion. Simakuf sadivov sivkot aleph star. Now, gentlemen. If Pachos Mikigris is an independent din, as we saw before in the Rashash, so why must the Ramah say this? No. Just a lesson Kigris doesn't exist. For the fact that the Ramah has this whole thread of logic indicates the lesson Kigris is a problem, and we have to take care of the problem. Oh, so we take care of the problems because it's Iyavshar, that means it's only an issue of Chumra B'Alma, and we can be more make when it comes to Damak. But if you held like the Rashash, then the Ramo would not have said it this way. That's what the Poskim suggests, that maybe there's a Machloikas over here. What's the nature of this din of less than Tigris? Now, open up to your Shulchan Aruch, if you don't mind, in Siman Kuf Tzadi, Sif Hey. Let's see what it says. Here's a Shir Kigris V'Yod, everyone knows. Tells you the Shir, we'll get to that again, the detail a little bit later on. So the B'Kivege, B'Maresh Shachar Tumeya Av Pochos Mikigris, Balei HaNefesh. The right it says, Mefevish, at the end of Sharak Summon. Because we don't have, I don't know, are there any bugs with black blood? There are?
I don't know
any bugs. Go on the internet. But he's assumed, the Ravid assumed, that bugs don't have black blood. And the Gemara, next topic of Maris Dam, Shachar is a problem. So Shachar is also even less than a Kigris. Does everyone agree to this? Look at Pischa Tshuva. Siv Kod Nyud Beis. Ayin B'Tshuvas Me'il Tzedaka. Sov Siv El Chof. Is Mil Tzedaka on our Bar Ilan, do you know?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Shekosa V'chein Shemati Min HaChavei Abdoi Min HaRoya L'Tamei Kesem Shachar Shekotu Migris V'tam Nazei Atzmo. Sheyav Shalidos B'makola Shu Adam. V'ilu Kein Lo Yimolet Sheyeskiru HaPoskim. How come no one says it? I said to Tasha Tomalov, what do you mean? Nela me mena divri arayu to say about our nevesh, O Shag Somim, Shekosim Kein Behedjam, then the Tolim and Makolas are the Kesim Odo. What are they fighting about? Who else are they fighting about? According to the Ravid, less than Gris is a Tliya, they can't be told a black, only red. According to the other Poskim, no, it's a din. Absolute din. You don't have to have a clean each and every case. You don't have to. Less than kigris is het gamer. You don't have to measure each case if there's a tliya or not a tliya. Okay? That's what applied. Now, that's the push-up shot. That's how everyone learns pshat in the milstock. That's how I learned pshat in the milstocker. The question is that what the milstocker really said? It's not so clear. But this milstocker is worth seeing in Simon Chaf. We'll spend a little time, if we can, seeing what he says. Everyone follow me so far? The fundamental Chakiri we spoke about today from the beginning of the year till now, straight, is this one shaila. What's Pshat and Gris? Is the Pshat and Gris an absolute shear? Well, no. Less than Kigris, we're told in the Makolas, and if you can't be told in Makolas, then you have to be Machrim, even less than Kigris. That's the shaila. He does. He doesn't quote the whole thing. I have a safe in my house which has all the Pischei Tshuvas spelled out. Big. He has one line, he has the whole thing. We'll get to that later. We'll get to Maris. That's going to be the most important Tshuva of Maris. I'll give you a little coming attractions. Is a Shailas Yavitz that the Pischei Tshuva quotes in the name of Mutz. From the Sidrei Tar, from the Matzosi Kosuf. And the Chochmas Bezalel says, because of the whole controversy between Rav Yaakov Emden and Rav Yonis and Eibschutz, the Sidrei Tar didn't want to identify who he was quoting. And he didn't quote the whole thing. That led to many gallons of ink, we'll say black ink, you know, not red ink, which were poured out for nothing because people didn't have they didn't know where to look. He quotes an unidentified Matsasi custom. Doesn't tell you, people don't know who it was. They only quoted one piece of it. So they God's attacking it. You're going to quote someone, don't say Matsasi custom. Quote who it is. They can look out for themselves. You're going to quote part of it. Anyway. This is that's a comic attraction. It's not for a while. Watch this. Kesem Lovan Sheshel Chut Odom Bektsosov. V'ein b'kamos achut levad k'shir kesem shuka grisvio. Im tolen also b'dam kina, sh'nis arvim aloven ahu, k'evan sh'ein bo shir kesem, honem ano. Acha ki aloven v'adam y'gufa, sh'ein kam mokum litlos bo, kam odam mimena. It sounds like it's exactly the same shayla. You have a big stain, the amount of red is less than k'gris, but the stain all came from her, so you can't be told about makolas anymore. This is sounds like the same question, right? The fundamental issue. Do we say less than a gris of red is mutter? Or do we say no? You have to measure each case separately. You have to be told or not told. That's what it sounds like. Chuvas Rama, quoted by the Taz. That's the Rama we started looking at yesterday. I think it's Siman Nun Zayin, and I think the Taz is called Mem Aleph, and it's at the other end of Siman Kuftani. He quotes part of it. Because the davka bekesem shuka gris vio, shu ashir kesem a roll the tami. Av pachas mizeh nire, kesh lahakel. Plinim be makola shu shchiach tvei, u tzvichan an a little spot, dim lokein, elach isha tzitar lo bala. Shein lecha chaluk osad, shein bo kama tipe damim. Va filu hi yisraimi she adam hu eitzel amare tor, mikom akom, amrinam, di yisraimi hochi agav zuam azdam makolas, hu zeh anir li Moshe Isselis. This is the Rabbah, sorry, his name. The moment we kill him, we cast him. She pogos me kigris. The closer b'dam makolas. Afshu samach v'nira im akasim lovon. He did not say what we thought he was going to say. See, I presented it differently. I presented the milstuk as a maker of the shaylah. Killed the gris as an absolute shear. Didn't say that. He said we're going to have a far fetched tliya. It's not the same as an absolute shear. Okay. He brings a raya, etc. That's the riot that the Ramah brings. Yesh taktek. Afilu b'lishan nama agav zuam az dam akolosu. Nami atalini b'pochas mishir b'dam akolos. Af agav lo havi be zuam atchila. El shvami no b'chay agav no dik adam m'gufa b'moko mazeh. Lo talini b'mikzosu m'gufa b'mikzosu b'makolos. Ech yisraim li ozeh tzol zeh b'kesam echa v'yem b'beis dvorim. Lo b'dam akolos yedak asham akolos yoseh tzol b'okam zuamah. Av ushad v'om shen shag lama agav zuamah. It's Rami Lotalina, babe. It's Rami Ochi. Kol Shesham Kesem Vigufa Bavade. Adkan. That's the Rama. If Kimi Dvar, Ben Lahataki, Madama Kol Shu Savach Kesem Echod, Vien Moka de Heka Shu Savos Akesem Acher, Efshesh Afilu Sviva Kesem Acher Yeshach Shu Lai Mastrami Vichia Gavno. That was his Shiloh. What was the case there? Odom Sviva Salavon. I think also the fact we got on the Ramos Raya from the Sugya in Afton base goes into a different shot. A piece of Nerali that feel the Kesem Shumuka Ogel who tmun on the floor. The floor? Which what the floor means. Oshanira ba'ayin shakol is pashtas echod yesh lahakel kol she'ein ha'odam shebo kigris. Now if you just read this alone, this line and a half, you get an impression, the chakira from the beginning of the shir. Absolute shir. That's how the achronim assumed that the milstaka said. But if you look more carefully, it doesn't say that. He says that it may be a tliya, but even a far-fetched tliya. Etc. So the Milstaka, although commonly is quoted as saying that it's an absolute shear, if you look in the original source, you get an impression that it didn't quite say it. Didn't quite say it. The Sidrei Tara understood the Milstaka differently. So the Tara says it's an absolute shear. An absolute shear. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. But if you look in the original source, it doesn't sound that way. Let's take a look in the Sidrei Tara here. Sinu Kuf Tzadi Sifkot and Yud. Uvishut Mil Tzadka. It's the last two paragraphs in Sifkot and Yud. He forgot about the Raivah. That's the Pesach. Shuva quotes that. He quotes the Raivah verbatim. It's b'sof sha'aksem of dinah chamishi av api she'en le b'ma litlos tolev k'kiris b'makos b'en atolev b'ma kesem odom. The hedger, not shocher. Tzorech en ala poskim she'eshmidu zinzeh. What's going on over here? They should have said this. They should have said it. Miu. That's the right. So again, when he quotes the Mil Tzadka briefly, that same paragraph, right, but the post can never mention it. So he gives an impression that the Mil Tzadka himself holds that it's mutter, even though it's absolutely zero clear. Because that's what that sentence implies. Right? That's the Sidrei Tara implies. That's what the later post can quote from the Sidrei Tara, but it's not quite the case. He just has a far-fetched clear, not that there's no clear whatsoever. All right, fine. It's interesting that the Mil Tzadka is take a look in the Rebbe Kiveger in Sif Yud. Sif Yud is a different story. Sif Yud is not the Kula of Pogos Mikagwis as such, but Eilim Mekabel Tuma and Sivonim. Let's see what the Rebbe Kiveger says over here. Please look inside. Was another Mil Tzadka. Im menumer tseva alavon vakesem al atseva v'yote al soseha al halavon im b'mash yesh al alavon yesh bo kigris v'yod atseva mitzarfam v'kesem echad avlem ein bo kashirak mitzarfas mash al atseva tahora. Who said so? Mil Tzadka. Simon Samach Beis. Here again, the way that it's typically understood, is that which is on the colored garment doesn't count. So we have to only factor in what's on the white. Even though, come on, it's all one kesem, obviously, it's extends from here to there. Come on, there's no flea over here. That's how we. The Mil Tzadka, as it's quoted, just small snippets in Sidrei Tara there and Rebbe Kiveger here, that's the impression you're led to, but it's really not the case. It's not the case. And this is relevant, gentlemen, because there were those who took it one step further. Not only is there as a din of a kesem found in a garment that was less than the size of a kegris, we can be makel no matter what, even though there's no tibur makolos whatsoever. Let's take it a step further. If you'll open your Shulchan Aruch to the very first page in Hilchos Nida, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. We've been here before, but it's time to go back again. Kuf Pei Gimel, the very first Torah Hashlamim. The first one. The very first one. Sivkot Nalf. Ushatagish Mitziyasa, says the Torah Hashlamim. Afagavde misbor lekamansim kufzadi sif aleph. The afagavde lohigisha rakesem bialma gufo al haluka tmeya. Says it's Torah Hashlamim. No, haynu kashir gadol kagris viol kimavu lekaman. The mechaber de bolaloma she tmeya afil tibur stam kachardo al ken kosav bistam ushetarvish. Whoa, you get an impression. What happened? Isha sheyotze damim mekora. She saw the blood coming out. Less than the gris is okay. No clear. She saw it with her own eyes. That's the case of the Isha sheyata damim mekora, but pashup shat. She says tagish b'tzi yaso. But if it's hagasha, she's asura. No hagasha, it's muteres. Says the Torah Sashlamim. It's less than gerisa, it's muteres. Wow. Ah, chidish golamio. That's how the Shulchan Aruch sounds. The Shach said, Fusha tagish hainu midoraisa. Ava midorabonon tmeo. Afal pi shelo regisha ked lekamon tse mekuf tzadik vekamaduchti. Yeah, but that, you know, that's not Mechaber speak. When the Mechaber says a din, it's a din. According to the Shach, it's a shver shver avar. Who should tagish b'tziyasa was only a level of doraisa. The Rabbanu is asur even low tagish b'tziyasa. That's not the Mechaber's normal nusach. So the crazier place, he says, yeah, we're talking about big day tzivonim. Big day tzivonim, so then it's only going to be a problem. Tagish b'tziyasa. But who's talking about big day tzivonim over here? Mandachar Shemei is the opening line of Hilchos Nida. What big day tzivonim? So the place is trapped. Is not so simple. Not so simple. So one can suggest as follows. This is what they quote from the Shari Deya. Look at this. Isha sheyotza dami makora. It only left the makor. But it hasn't come out of the into the Avera Olam yet. It's still inside. So then we say, she's Tumeya, who should target Shbitziyoso. She feels something's coming out. It's still inside. Hasn't come out outside into the outside world yet. So that's why we say we should target Shbitziyoso. Because if she would not target Shbitziyoso, she'd have no way of knowing that it's there. A very inventive and creative shot. Yoso dami makora, but it didn't come all the way out yet. That's very creative. Creative shot. So that's why you need our gosh. Otherwise you still won't know about it. Okay. Is that really true? Not so simple. It's not so simple. But that's what some say. How do the other poskim paskin on this matter? How do we paskin? This is a serious question. How do we paskin the shaila? So Rav Moshe seems to be making like the Torah Sashlamim. But on the side, he gets very little compassion. Look on the side, see what the Mefarshim say. Gilya Marsha. Ushatakish Mitsiyasa. Oh. Next one. Shachs of Kun Beis. Ahmed Rabbanan, Tmei Afapish, Loigisha. Afapokas Mikagris. Came in the Odash, Yotza, the Gufa, Yeshba Mishim Kesem. Dashirak, all Timi Savi Makolas. Oh! Teferis Yisrael, Agonab Yonis and Zal. We call it the Crazy of Placey. He's machmir even on a kesem. If a kesem, it's a kavachomer, our case over here, where she sees it coming out, even mocham. The Yad Avram, I think it's printed in every Shulchan Aruch, Yad Avram. In my version, it's such a fancy version, it's in the old term of version. But in the old Shulchan Aruch, I think it's on the side. Am I correct? Yad Avram, everyone has Yad Avram? What does he say? First one, crazy, placey, cause of kevin, the nodal shabam gufa bagli agosha, if you tipa stam kachara temishim kesem. It's worse than kesem, but no less than kesem. The law kaminchas yakov, Torah shlomim sivkot nav. The chain masha, the simen kufsadi, sivov, kabe nimsa al besoro. What does that mean? Can we turn there, please? Kufsadi sivov, and see what the Yad Avraham means. You don't look, you never know what he means. Kuf Tzadi Sivov, give a look. Kuf Tzadi Sivov. Hode bein and shura, ben bekesem animsa achaluka, ben bekesem animsa apsara. Yesh, v'yesh omrim. V'yesh omrim, it's also v'yesh omrim. V'yesh omrim. Shlo armor of Ella Bekesem and Insa al Chaluka, Al Kesem and Insa al Besara, Bilvat, and Koma Shechoshlehem, Ain Lo Shear. Ain Lo Shear. Wow. Who holds this? The Rambam holds this way. Wow. Wow. So what's the other problem saying? Gentlemen, it was an absolute shear of Kegris V'od, no matter what, absolutely, then what difference does it make if it's Al-Basar or Al-Bigda? Should make no difference. It's an absolute shear. The fact that the Yerush Omrim say that Al-Basar, even less than Kegris V'od, is Asur, indicates there is no absolute shear. It all depends upon Tlius. Question. The Rav Avadji asks against the Yad Avram. We have Klole Maran Bet Yosef. We know what he calls opinion number one. And the V'yesh Omrim is number two. We don't follow the V'yesh Omrim. So we don't follow the Rambam and the second opinion of Kuf Sadi Sifo. So what are we going to arrive from Meshita with Shaloki Hilchasa? That's a Mavadja's tie to the Yad Avram. So I saw this beautiful Sefer, Tochazi. He says, no, Rav Avadji got it wrong. You know, he's, even though he's from the Aidot HaMizrach, he's not afraid to tangle the Rav Avadji. He does it many, many times. He has other people from his Eidah also on that side. We're not going to go into the inter-Sephardi politics right now. But it's not as if any Rav Avadji says is Torah Messina. He gives him respect, but no. I said, Rav Avadji, you misunderstood. That Avram didn't mean what he calls Kuf Sadi Sivav to say that this shayla depends upon the machlokes between the Rambam and the others. That according to the Rambam, it's not an absolute shear. And according to the first opinion, it is an absolute shear. Then Rav Avadji would be right. He means to say that from the Rambam's opinion that says it's not an absolute shear, we see that even those who disagree with the Rambam, even those who say that even on the body, there's a shear of Kegris, because they have a different shear when it comes to Tlius. But not that it's an absolute shear. Not that it's an absolute shear. Okay, so this is a shayla.
When you say it's an absolute shear, isn't it just saying that Kach goes with
Chazal? Kach?
Kach goes with Chazal.
Exactly.
Okay, so they were Gozer on less than a Gris on Zara. I just don't understand what.
You don't say the right to begin with?
Yeah, no right. Chazal.
All right.
What's the story about Chazal? There's no Chakir. The whole Chakir is Batal. Just to say that anytime you don't have a Tliya, you have a Chazal won't make it anymore. Chazal won't make it anyway.
Exactly.
And there's no Chakir.
Whatever. It's interesting. Rabbi Avadji has a long piece. It's the very beginning of Taras Abayis. Remember our Chassam Sofa that we had? We spoke about it a while ago. The Chassam Sofa says that really nowadays everything should be mutter. And the only reason we are machmir, why, is because a Dava Shiva Minyan. So Rabbi Avadji equates the Dava Shiva Minyan with being, we follow what was then. We're not required to look and make cheshbonos. So if then, the Chassam Sofer said about what kind of case? That if then they had a makolas the size of a gris, even though we don't have it, we don't have to be holier than the Pope. We don't have to be machal more than they were machal. Because today, by Yikor Din, it should be more than the Gamer, as the Eshkol said. The only reason why the Eshkol is not correct is the Davish of a Minyan. We don't have to be more machal than they were. They were only machal what? If it's Kegris V'od, that was the Makolas of them. That being the case, perhaps it could be make. But it's this Svara is of the Taras Abayis, and Rav Moshe something very similar, is not necessarily correct, as he points out in this beautiful sefer. Why not? Look, maybe we should say with the treat today. We talk about being old-fashioned. We should treat every person today as if they lived in the time of Chazal. But if a woman lived in the time of Chazal, right, and she saw the dam, and there was no possibility of Tliya Makolas, then we should say it's a problem. So if it's Vada Migufa, then we'd have to say it's a problem. So it's a problem even now. As opposed to a situation where she sees something on her garment, which is less than a penny. So if she came to the rabbi then, he'd also be makel. Because he'd say, then maybe we came from Makola. So you can't equate Vada Megufa with the case of Pachas Megris, which is bigger than Makola Shalom. Two are not necessarily identical. Just keep that in mind. Okay, so it's left, it's an open question. The Chakira has not been resolved. But the following Shaila. Open now here, again, I hope we'll get it right this time. Sidrei Tara, Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sivkotten, Samach Aleph. Okay, gentlemen, we hope we find it this time. Sivkotten, Samach Aleph. Here we go. Miu, towards the end, next last paragraph. Miu yesh la'ayin. Ha de kaimel and beporos mikigris v'yotanin b'makolis. Mikol makom ein haksamim shavim b'zeh. Lefamim hadam nitzra v'nikve b'mokom echad. Yikovu amayim mitachas shaman b'mokom echad. Right, the whole of the ocean. Him hayinu m'machko hadek hayam mispashet yosem mikigris. El lefishu nitzra v'u gush v'ov ma'at. Who pachas mikigris? What's it in? Im nishar kemoshu ata shu pachas mikigris, or im tzvichen ala lahachmi hu lishar ilu hoya kamos adam azem espashim bebeke ketzeva bialma hayos mikigris atmeya. Vinirali, drum roll. The ein anu tzvichem lishar rak kemoshu balafaneinu. Halacha lemaisa, even though it piles up. If the pile is less than the size of a penny, we can be mekel. Now, what does that mean? Let's go a little further. For the nipcha, hecha shebola fenenu kesem verino shegufa kesem enu ela pachas mikigris. Rak sviva hu spashtus for the chlucha shel gufa kesem and it's stapa mikufa kesem. Afilo achi tmeya. Vekachu midas hachamim below plug. Heim amru veheim amru. You better believe it's not Darkei Noam. We have to give such a pshak. Where the Mara changes colors. Next topic. After saying all this, that call if you're also any amore. Im adam sober v'nikla v'mokom echad harbe v'zayin lina kilo v'nispashet v'kigris v'yod t'meya. What does that mean? Just backed out at the last minute. What does that mean? I don't know. But even here we can say as follows. Perhaps we can make as follows. In the olden days, we can be told that even in such a mara. How? How can it be? More than one makolas. All the bed bugs, you know, when they say birds of a feather flock together, bed bugs of a flock together. Okay? All the bed bugs are piled on the same place. So if it's less than kigris, chazas takonas chazal, there could still be a tlia. So then say there could be 10 gris in the 10 bed bugs? Ah, imkain, be taught the Torah's ksamim legamre. That can't be. But in this case over here, where it's piled up within the size of a penny, at the end of the day, it's still a Tliva Makolas. As opposed to the case of the Torah Sashama, she sees it coming out of a body of the Mamish, then we should be more Machmir. Oh. Now Rav Moshe has a proof, Lakula. Let's read Rav Moshe's. Let's look at Igros Moshe if we can. Igros Moshe, Chela Gimel, Simon Memvov. Come on. Went the wrong way. Why am I going the wrong way over here? I'm trying to get. Got it right this time. Igris Mush. Once in a while, you got it right. Yorah Deh Chela Gimel. Okay. Oh, Kesef Pachas Mikigris. Af Omen Devadei Ba Migufa. Lo Gozu Letama. Why? Rav Moshe makes a hekesh between what? Eina mekabel tuma and poros mikigris. We can argue that point. Av shatam the poros mikigris whom ishum shem adam akolosu. Nami lo gozu b'chol ofen. V'nye makolos hayatam shlo gozu b'shul zeh. Hava b'shul shayah zeh motzim lo gozu. Chil b'lo horga shalachar abchim antignos. We saw. Lo gozu apavada migufa the kovu shiol akol. This is what everyone attributes to the meal of tzedakah. But tzedakah never said this. Rav Moshe said it. Ask in the world, yeah, the meal of tzedakah says this. We saw, he didn't say it. The way it's quoted selectively from the Kivega and the Pesachei Teshuva, you get that impression. So we'll call it Rav Moshe Shita. Rav Moshe. And he brings a raya for Eina Mekabel Tumah. One could distinguish. That's a separate. Cool, he has Mishum Tliya. In any event, we said before that the Rambam, when the Yad Avraham would arrive from the Rambam, he meant everyone holds you need a tliya. They say there can be tliya begufa as well. As a matter of fact, fine. Now, let's take on the Gemara about Sai. Nun tes omar aleph. Maybe? Nun tes omar aleph. Let's take a look. Nun tes omar aleph. Very handed a parrot. Not much the last few lines. It's coming on the last line of the Mishnah. Eishu nosen tachas akar and insal of dam ogu tor moshuch tomi. Pliger ablezer rab tzadok. Yibolu. Yipliger abona leder ablezer rab tzadok. Olo. Toshma. Kesem oroch mitzarif. Tipin. Ein mitzarif. This is a very important halacha. Tipin. Ein mitzarif. That's we saw the machlekes between the Rambam and everybody else was based on this Gemara. Right. Rambam said there's no Shia on Al Basara against the Raya, the Ramban, the Rashba. They say, some say, that Al Gufa, Tipin, is Mitzarfin, but Al Bigda, not. Okay, that's what some say. That's what the Shogarach and the Sifches. We'll get to it a little bit later on. The Rambam Shita is Lo Shchichi Makolas Beguf. See, it's based upon Tliya. Right? The Raya from the Rambam is based upon Tliya. The Rambam is clear that way. But the Poskim is a Machlok, as we saw before. Rabbi Avadya says they argue, and the Yad Avraham says no, they agree. It's an argument of the various Tliyas. Now, again over here, Moshech Kol Shu, according to Ablazim Reb Tzadok, Mani, Eel as a Mitzadok, Lomali Tziruf, Hama Moshech Kol Du Tomei. Shine, here you go. Moshech Kol Du Tomei is not Tliya B'Makolas. You see, clear that there's no absolute shear of Kigris. Clear. Because it's Vare Megufa. That's what Rashi says. It's Poshet. You see, clear, no absolute shear. There's nothing to talk about. It's a Mefurash Megor. Moshech Kol Du Tomei is not Rashi. The cave and the Yama Mashal Begufa Asi of Mashiach Ataya Tama, I feel like a Chardal Tame. Well, you could say, maybe it's only going on the body, Kshita Saramba. It's not an absolute proof. Take a look at Toysa Rosh. Toshma Kesem Orach Mitzarev. Fimasha Rotsa Lipsha Mikan de Pligi Lo Mashvale Shishum Chilav Ben Kesem Liaid. Rav Lezer ben Tzadok, Moshech Kol Shu Tomei, Afila Chaluka Wal Gabi Asadim. So at least there's a Havamina, with the Maskana we don't know, at least there's a Havamina which says, no. You need a Tliya, with no Tliya, you're out. So those who are Mekel, they'll have the following Chiddush. If the shape is proof positive that it's migufa. So on this kind of a kesem, they ask this in the beginning. Even though it's a low plug is not a regular kesem. This is a specialized shape. As opposed to a regular kesem, less than the kegris, then it's a low plug. We saw the milt stuck in certain cases, matir, even when there's a mara lavan, which proves that it's hard to be told about makolas, it's all one big thing more than a kegris. Well, it's different. There, the proof is an outside proof. It's not that the red proves it, the white proves it. It's a different story. But the red itself proves it, then, at least according to the Havamina, we would say that that's the fact that that's Tameh is not disprove the low plug theory. A little bit thin ice, but that's what some suggest. Fine. Now, the Chasam Sofer is the famous one who said that we're not machmer today more than we were machmer then. Okay, so the question that becomes, will this rivet about black and the Rambam about Psara be against that Chasam Sofer? No, because that in this case, even the Mechazal would have come to the same conclusion. The Mechazal, there's no tliya on black and there's no tliya begufa. So we would have asked it then. It's not the same as Stama Kesem Poros Mikigris, which you would have been matter then, based upon the Makolos of yesteryear. Oh, and what about this idea of black? So comes along a Bavajan says black less than Kigris is mutter. Mutter. He goes on to say there's something called a parosh. We saw a parosh before. What color blood does a parosh have? I never went to a biology class which looked at the blood of parusha. Rabbi Avadia did. He claimed that the blood of a parosh is black.
I think that's the end of that Piskachuba we saw.
He says the blood of a parosh is black?
Yeah, the after quoting of Stalker.
Oh, Amil Stalker again? Let's take a look. What was it? Give me the sip cotton number.
Was it Yud-Bays?
Yud-Bays? Let's take a look. Okay. Piskei Tshuva, Kuf Sari, Simchot, Yud Beis. Let's take a look. Thank you. There we go. Yud Beis. Ah, you're right. Thank you very much. It's over here, quotes the Sidrei Tara. I guess I didn't pay. We read this every day. I guess I didn't pay attention. Mikoma gomba mikoma shematuyan parushim shelichluch shalahem shachar ve'ein lechasad and v'san shal nimsu b'altipa shchoros me'elu b'varesh dosbeket b'hem v'akol v'firos enei hamore. How do you like that? Even the rabbi would agree where there are parushim. The rabbi knows only machmir where there are no parushim. But since Paroshim were not Matsuyim then, the Chasam Sofer doesn't apply. The Paroshim were not Matsuyim in Pesulim Tam Chazal, so then we cannot be making every single Kesem up to the size of a Parosh, which is much older than the size of a Makolos. But had Paroshim been Matsuyim then, we could say the same throughout the Chasam Sofer. Right? Don't be holier than they were. Since Paroshim apparently were not Matsuyim then, so we have to be Mach. Okay. But the problem is that really true? Is it really true that there were no paroshim in the old days? You have to get a historian. Bedbugs, we know, existed until recently. What is a parosh? What's the English for a parosh?
Flea.
Fleas are everywhere. Huh? Is it a flea? No one knows. Well, I certainly don't
know. In modern Hebrew, it was a flea.
Modern Hebrew. Okay. Let's take a look at Sefer Truma. On the hay, not truma, or on the sefer truma?
Didn't the Chasam Sofer have to hold like Rav Moshe if he's willing? I should understand. I'm not sure if Rav Moshe.
Why am I saying like Rav Moshe?
Because otherwise, why does it doesn't seem to make any sense to say you should go based on the size of the machulas in the days of Chazam? If it's unless it's a formal zera, if it's a practical question, a practical plea, so
So then it doesn't make any sense
to
based on
the Chassam Sofer. I'll tell you why. Because the Chassam Sofer, you know, he that says it in a slightly different way, but the way that it's accepted, al derech Chassam Sofer. The Sefer Eshkol said there's no Chassam nowadays, period. Doesn't exist. Why not? The Gemara says it exists. No, like we saw the Ran, Chidush Ram. Since what? Since the old reason for Chassam is because the beggar's going to be Tamei, they had Tumah V'Tara, they had Asa to the wife as well. The wife to husband as well. They don't have Tumah V'Tara at all. So all Ksama should be het de gum. The only reason why it's not because the Dabba should be minion. So you're right, it doesn't make any sense. If you want to follow sense, everything should be mutter.
Okay, fine. But isn't that saying the same thing as the formal zero? In other words, how could a person have their cake and eat it too? It's a tliya, but the tliya doesn't make any sense. But then that's not a tliya. If it's a tliya, it has to make sense. How could you be told on something which doesn't make any sense?
Well, in the olden days, they were told in that shir. So therefore, we need not be more chomer than they were. So since those, we agree. In other words, there are three possible shittas, right? It was always a tliya and remains a tliya. It was always a low plug and it remains a low plug. Or, it used to be a tliya and now it's a low plug. Three different logical possibilities.
I don't see why that third one is...
You can't believe it. Okay. I hear what you're saying. But I think that's what the Chassam sort of said. I think so. Right. Look again. Open again. Pesach Shiva quotes it at length. Right? That's why I think he's really driving it. But you're right. I'm not 100% sure. As a matter of fact, he argues that Chassam Sof is not like a Mush. So maybe we'll get to it. Tomorrow I'm saying a regular shiur, because we didn't have a shiur on Sunday, so we have a different... Tomorrow I'm saying a neither shiur. Okay. 11:15, tomorrow's Thursday. Maybe it's Pesiyat HaDishmai. Hopefully, maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. Maybe. But is it Sefer HaTruma? How do I get Sefer HaTruma?
I think it might be tough.
Tough. HaTruma, oh, you see? HaTruma, thank you. I think it's Simonim, I think. Yeah. Thank you. Sadi Beis. Okay, so let's now understand what's happening over here. Right? We have the poskim are saying certain things. Let's see what the Sefer HaTruma seems to be a source for all this. Let's see if we can find the idea of tliya. Where's the word parash here? Anybody? With good eyes. Not here? The word does not appear on the screen?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, we'll call this. Where is it?
That's Simon. That's not the actual Sefer HaTruma.
Ah.
Is
that
the green?
What's the green? Ah, you see. Okay. Thank you for correcting me again. Where's Parash?
Third to last line, what's open.
There it is. That's exactly what I want. In Kano, Timsa Isha, Bitor, Labala, Lakach, Ad Kigris, Tolib, Makolas, Hu Parash? Who? Ibe Mechashverish, Hu Achashverish. Ibe Makolas, Hu Parash? Hey. I see we're out of time. We'll have to stop here and we'll say not Purim Torah, it's my regular Torah. Out of the smile, we'll try to go further in these again. Get the impression to say for Truma they had Paroshim then, right? That's the problem. So that's so why are we only leaving ourselves to my colors? Maybe. Yeah, okay. We'll have to see.
Thank you. Don't know.
Somebody does, he has a full recording. Sorry? Not bed bugs in their house. What's it?